Many believe it was concerns about Enron's political influence that finally forced action in the House of Representatives yesterday on campaign finance reform. The sponsors of the reform bill, Connecticut Republican Christopher Shays and Massachusetts Democrat Martin Meehan, now have a majority of House members signed on to what is called a discharge petition. That allows the bill's proponents to bypass Republican leaders and bring it up for a vote. Even so, Shays-Meehan is a long way from becoming law. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The main provision of Shays-Meehan would outlaw soft money, the unregulated contributions to party committees, like the $3.5 million in corporate funds given by Enron over the past decade. Congressman Jim Turner of Texas is policy chair of the conservative Blue Dog Democrats. He helped lead the discharge petition drive.
The truth of the matter is the timing couldn't have been better with us securing the 218 at a point in time when I think the public is once again focused on the influence of big money in the political process.
Turner was speaking via cell phone on his way to a Democratic retreat in Pennsylvania. Some of the bill's advocates fear that House Speaker Dennis Hastert might try to stall, waiting for the Enron story to fade. Turner doesn't think it will.
I don't think Enron's going to die down anytime soon, and I think that it's going to be hard for the leadership to wait that out.
The Shays-Meehan discharge petition sets debate rules that are surprisingly even-handed. The House would choose from among three bills, Shays-Meehan itself, and two weaker bills backed by the Republican leadership. The bill with the most votes could then be amended. 10 amendments total allowed from the Reform Coalition and Democratic leaders, 10 amendments from the Republican leadership. But Hastert could strike first. He could bring the bill to the floor with his own rules for debate, rules that would make it harder for Shays-Meehan to pass. The GOP leaders were on their own retreat today. An aide to Whip Tom DeLay said they weren't likely to spend time strategizing on campaign finance reform. Laura Murphy is Washington director of the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU opposes the bill, but Murphy says they realize it's going to reach the floor.
I think the speaker has to bring this legislation up. He's committed to bringing the legislation up, and it's just a question of what time frame.
But House rules being what they are, there are other ways to block the bill. The House considers discharge petitions only on the second and fourth Mondays of the month. Congressman Turner sees a problem there.
Right now, the House is not meeting on Mondays. I would hope the Republican leadership would not use that as an excuse to delay this legislation. But if you look at the calendar of the House, it's already been published for the year. We don't start taking votes on Mondays until sometime in May or June.
Assuming Shays-Meehan gets past those obstacles, there's still more. Murphy at the ACLU says Enron might start looking less important than the ads that soft money could buy for the midterm elections.
Members of Congress are going to understand and see the implications of this for the 2002 elections, and the ability to raise and use soft money has been key in the election of certain members of Congress.
Reform advocates have a list of 55 House Democrats who might get cold feet even though they signed the discharge petition. The reformers will also have to fend off amendments designed to gut the bill. Then, if they get that far, it's back to the Senate and another round of battles.